French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is passion fruit. The genius of psychology, known simply by his last name, Jung, wrote, "A man who has not passed through the inferno of his passions has never overcome them," which naturally brings me to passion, as in fruit. I was back in the dentist chair again, and my food-loving dentist, Gabriella, was soon conversing with me again about her latest food discovery. It was passion fruit. She hit me with a painkiller, and we waited for it to do its magic. She began in her measured cadences. "We have this Asian lady, possibly Thai, who lives across the street from us. She is old and quite short. We have been neighbors for 27 years, but we had not spoken until one day when she yelled at me, accusing my son of throwing a rock in her sidewalk area. So I leave her alone. But one day recently I was walking and I saw this fruit on the ground. I did not know what it was. It seemed something like an apple, but different. I brought it home. When my husband returned from work, he picked it up and exclaimed, 'Passion fruit! I have not seen this in too many years!' So I went back and saw more lying on the ground. I gathered them. I am loving them now, too. I use the juice with water, lemon, and rum to make a drink I like." After she pulled the drill out of my mouth, I asked her if she had tried making a vinaigrette with the juices from the passion fruit. She brightened at the thought, and I could tell I had her baited. She might control the drill, but I have my ways, too. I told her a few of the ingredients in our passion fruit vinaigrette. I intrigued her more when I mentioned the dark roasted sesame oil we use. But then things got to an even more exciting place when I asked her if she could see making ceviche using the tartly complex juice that passion fruit displays. She stuck some suction device in my craw and said, "Every Christmas I make shrimp ceviche tostadas. My family attacks it like piranhas. I'm going to take a video of it next Christmas. It's the first thing that disappears from the holiday table. But maybe I will try to make it with passion fruit juice next time." I like this woman, despite the drills and such. Then she told me of how when she goes back home to visit in Mexico, they go to this little village, and from there they take canoes and go out into the waters in search of shrimp. It is like canoeing in the Florida Keys. It seemed even more exotic to me as I envisioned the locals hand-making moles, tortillas, tamales, and so many of the foods of Mexico I adore. She said, "It is the purest shrimp you could ever eat." She was making me hungry again. Passion fruit is a prolific vine fruit named for its exotic flower, which is imaginatively said to resemble the iconography, wounds, nails, crown of thorns, apostles of the crucifixion, a.k.a. the Passion of Christ. When ripe, they look like a handball that has had a serious workout on a gravel driveway. They come in various shades of red, lavender, dark purple, or yellow. If you can find them laying free on the ground, tell no one. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please. I want my mind fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the aus and fay, with shafafa on the side.